Thoughts on Mark. Mark chapter 10 and verse 27. Not with God. Of course, you have to know the previous discourse. You have to know the title. It's impossible. It's hopeless. Not with God. Mark 10, verse 27. Let me read the verse. You remember the disciples said, well, who then can be saved? It's hopeless. How's it going to be if this is true, what Jesus has said? And then verse 27. Jesus looked at them and said, with man, this is very difficult. No. With man, this is impossible. What is? To come into the kingdom. To see the kingdom. To enter the kingdom. To be born again. To be regenerated. To be convicted and converted. To become a believer. A true believer. With man, this is not only very difficult, it is impossible. But, what a glorious word, but not with God. All things are possible with God. God can do it. God will do it. God does it. There's two points here. With men, us, human beings, impossible. We need to hear this today, my friend. I've tried to labor that. It's hopeless. We have to make this point, because the modern evangelical is becoming more and more attuned to the idea that it's not impossible. There's a system, and it works. They come in one, and they come in the door, and they're processed, and they go out, and they are believers in Jesus, or whatever it is. They know the tunes, they can sing the songs. No, no, no. With man, impossible. Oh, you can churchify people. You can get them to strum the guitar as though they got St. Vitus dance. You can get them to bang the drums. You can get them to raise their hands. You can get them to do all sorts of things, run a coffee store. But to convert them is impossible. But with God, not only possible, it is what it says here. The truth is, God has the ability. He has the will. He has the power. With man, no. With God, yes. Sinners don't want to be saved. In fact, they hate God, and they want to suppress the knowledge of God. But God can. God does. God is willing to do. God has the power to overcome their natural deadness and hostility and to regenerate them. He raises the dead. He breaks their idolatry. He breaks the power of cancelled sin. He sets the prisoner free. He snaps the chains of our captivity. He changes hearts. He changes minds. He changes the will. We are made willing in the day of his power, Psalm 110, verse 3. We're born again of God's Spirit, John 3:3-5. God gives grace. Grace, it is the gift of God. Faith, it is the gift of God. Not of works, lest any man should boast. Not of man's power. Salvation is of the Lord, said Jonah. And that's the opening hymn of a hymn book I like very much, by William Gatsby. Salvation, O my soul rejoice, salvation is of God. He speaks. He speaks. And publishes abroad his grace. See, God is the salvation king and sovereign. Look at Paul's experience, Saul's experience. Look at him in Acts chapter 9. Look at him in Galatians 1:15, when it pleased God. 1 Corinthians 15, verse 10, by the grace of God I am what I am. Look at John 1:11-13, born not of the will of man, not of the will of the flesh, but of God. Look at John 5:40. Look at John 5:40 and John 6:64-65. You will not come to me. You cannot come. Only God can regenerate. Only God can teach. Only God can save. The power, the glory, the honor, the work is God's. Man is foolish. Man is responsible, of course. Remember that throughout this passage. Man is responsible. Damnation is your responsibility, my friend. If you will not believe, you are responsible. But if you are brought to faith, grace, regeneration, if you are saved and regenerated, and if you are regenerated and brought to conviction and conversion and salvation through faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, if you've been brought that way, then the salvation, oh my soul, rejoice, salvation is of God. You have not chosen me, I have chosen you, says the Lord. But you suppress the knowledge of God if you don't want him. You've got to get that understanding in your mind. Damnation is the sinner's responsibility. It's yours, my friend, if you will not believe. But salvation is God's power, God's glory. This is how Samuel Medley saw it. This is how he wrote his hymn. I'll just read a verse or two. Three verses. Assist my soul, my heavenly King, thine everlasting love to sing, and joyful spread thy praise abroad as one through grace that's born of God. No, it was not the will of man my soul's new heavenly birth began, nor will nor power of flesh and blood that turned my heart from sin to God. No, no, no. Herein let self be all abased, and sovereign love and sovereign power and sovereign grace alone confessed. This be my song through all the road, that born I am and born of God. Yes, the power, the ability. He is willing, says Judith Hart. He is able, he is willing. Doubt no more. Yes, the power and the glory, the sovereignty of God is in the action of God with men. Impossible with God. Possible, more than possible. My friend, millions have been born again. May millions more be born again. And may God even use this little discourse to regenerate somebody. Somebody? Lord, descend, said Cowper, and make 1,000 hearts your own.